Okay, so today is February 10th, 2014. Just one time. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Okay, so we've been going through the grammar of lesson two. Unfortunately, I didn't make a marker where we left off last time. Does anybody remember?
23rd.
What is that?
23rd case.
23?
Yeah, 23.
No, I'm pretty sure we did 24.
Yeah. I think we might have covered down page 24 to 7.
Up to what?
On the prepositions and...
So we didn't do the prepositions... and postpositions. This is confusing. We'll skip over the explanation. When we get to examples, I'll point them out, okay? So I don't get an A plus in teaching Pali. But sometimes the explanations are more confusing than the actual examples. Okay, what is called the discourse substitute here in Pali, this is Payalung, and usually it's just abbreviated as P-E. This is because you get, especially in the suttas, a lot of repetition. So, for example, you'll see... we lost somebody. Let me see if I can find an example.
Bonte?
Yeah.
June wrote to me that she can't hear anything. Can
you
give me advice?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, Bonte. But June can't.
Okay.
Do you think she should try calling in again?
Yeah, I think she should. We all can all hear Bonte.
You can all hear. Anybody?
Yeah, maybe if June drops out and you try calling her, because you called me and it works fine.
Okay. You drop out, June? Oh, she doesn't hear me. How to get the message to
her?
Yeah,
I'll write to her.
Okay. Okay, you do it. Meanwhile, I'll look for an example of...
Okay, she's left now. She's trying again.
June, can you hear me? Obviously, she can. I think the problem must be with her. Okay, June? Susmita? Susmita? Venerable Sagarananda, you can hear me?
Yes, Bande, I hear you.
Okay. Susmita, you hear me? The problem isn't... What is that?
Can you hear now, June?
No. I don't hear her either.
No, yeah. I can't hear her.
Yeah, I think you don't hear me. Venerable Satchinanda hears me?
Yeah, I can hear you one day.
Okay, Venerable Yongshin, you hear me? Okay. Kim hears me, right? Kim?
Yes, Bante.
Okay. Susmita? Oh.
Hello.
Who spoke just now and said hello?
Susmita Bhante, I just got connected.
Okay, so you can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. June, you don't hear me? I guess not. The problem is the I think on her computer. Okay, we just have to go on. Anyway, coming back to the grammar. What's payalung? Now it seems that they're not even using it in the modern text anymore. But now it's what's called payalung. It's represented by the three dots. You know, it just means that a repetition has been omitted. Like where the same thing is said about the five aggregates. Okay, form is impermanent. Then it'll say feeling, pay, perception, pay, mental formations, pay, consciousness is impermanent. So, it just omits the statement with regard to the middle terms. Okay, the reflexive pronoun se. Okay, sometimes se means one's own. So, like Suchita in the example, one's own mind. Sukaya, one's own body. Next, the accusative of time. Okay, often to show the passage of time, an accusative.
Okay, where are you?
I'm on page 25.
Where are you? Oh, okay. Thank you.
Number 10, the accusative of time. So often to show the passage of time, an accusative is used rather than a locative rather than a locative or an instrumental. For example, at the beginning of all the suttas, we have Ekang Samayang Bhagava Savatayang Viharati. So Ekang Samayang, it's accusative, but this accusative doesn't mean that it's an object. It's just a way of showing a time. So in English, we say at one time. But maybe in English, sometimes we would say at one time, the Blessed One was living in Savatthi. But we could also say one time, the Blessed One was living in Savatthi. So maybe that one time is like the accusative. Okay, compounds, these are extremely important in Pali and extremely common. I think I spoke a little bit about compounds last week or last time. And this means that what we can do in Pali is combine words, join words to make a more complex term. For example, the people who are listening in, please mute your microphones because we're getting feedback sound. That's it. Okay, to form a compound, you join two words, two or more terms, so that the compound will refer to a combination. So one kind of compound, which is illustrated here, this is called Dvanda compounds, which we might call what's a good term for this? They call it coordinate compounds. Maybe it's simpler to call just paired compounds. And that is a compound in which the two terms of functioning have the same function. For example, the example I give here, Dhamma Vinaya. So this is the teaching and the discipline. So these are two nouns which are functioning together. Or we could say, like in English we would say the cows and horses are in the field. But in Pali you could just join them and say the cow's horses are in the field. Or in English we would say the sun and moon revolve in the sky, or the sun and moon cross the sky. But in Pali you could join them and just say the sun, moon shine in the sky. So here the two terms are functioning in a similar way. But there are other compounds in which the two terms have a different function. Let me think of an example. Okay, we speak about eyeglasses. This is, in English, it's a compound of the word eye and glass. But in eyeglasses, the eye and the glass aren't functioning, don't have the same function, but rather eyeglass means glasses for the eyes. Or another compound of that type, tabletop. Here, table and top have a different function. This is the top of the table, right? Ding the dong. Okay, then compounds with gata. Again, when we come to an example, I'll explain that. Okay, sandhi. This is an extremely important area in Pali. Sandhi, the word means putting together. And what this means, and I think we've already seen some examples of this, is that when sounds are joined, the sounds will undergo certain differences. To give an example of Sunday in English, okay, when we take the word do and not, we could put them together, do and not, we get don't. Or we could put together can and not, we get can't. Will and not, we get won't. Okay, the examples that are given here, we put together the word tathagata and the word pavedita. The word tathagata, of course, you all know what it means. It's a term for the Buddha, meaning the one who is thus come or thus gone. Then the word pavedita means spoken or taught. So when we join tathagata plus pavedita, you see what happens to the letter P? It doubles. And similarly, when we have the word pamada, which means laziness or negligence, and then we join the negative prefix a, so this means non-laziness, or more positively, diligence, heedfulness. When we join that, the P doubles, so we get appamada. But they explain that this doubling occurs only with certain words. When we take the word or the prefix sa, which means one's own, and puts it in front of putto, meaning son, we don't have a doubling of the P. We just have saputta. Does anybody know why that P will double with pavedita and pamado, but not with putto? What is that?
Does it have to do with this longer A?
No. Because the pavedita doesn't have a long A. And it's not the long A in tathagata. Suki, do you remember? Back in 2003, 2004. If you know Sanskrit, you would know the answer. Okay, the reason is, you see, in Sanskrit, what we, in Pali, we speak of pavedita, but in Sanskrit, it's pravedita. And in Pali, we say pamado, but in Sanskrit, it's pramado. So there's a PR. But in Pali, the R is sort of suppressed. But when you put that A in front of it, that suppressed R sort of surfaces by doubling the P. Remember this, because I'll ask this question from time to time. Okay, any questions on the grammar? And I have to tell you, don't worry if the grammar sounds really dry, abstract, and frightening in its complexity. What's more important is to go through passages and to see the explanations as we go through the passages.
Bhante?
Yeah.
maybe later on in an email you can send the how you would write those words in Sanskrit.
It's just P-R-A. Pravedita, okay. And Pramada. Otherwise, that's the same as Pali.
Okay, thank you, Bhante.
Okay, any other questions?
So just to be clear, that's just, not that it matters, but our the second, if we didn't have the second P, then someone speaking Sanskrit would be left with a word that's not pronounced correctly. They would be looking for the emerged R.
Say again.
So just to be clear, the second P is for someone, if this were in Sanskrit,
yeah,
to resurface that R,
yeah,
to make sure it stayed pronounced.
Yeah, yeah. In Sanskrit, you wouldn't duplicate the P because you already have the R there. But because the R is sort of invisible in Pali, but it sort of surfaces when you put the P. But now the word putto, it's the same in Pali and Sanskrit. There's no suppressed R in putto. So that's why with saputo, you don't get a duplication of the P. Yeah, I want to put this here. There's a hissing sound comes from this. Okay, now I have to tell you, I like when I learn the language, I don't pay too much attention to grammatical explanations. I just pick up enough to be able to look at reading passages and then try to see what's going on in the passages. So follow my method and you'll be you'll be on secure ground. Okay, so let's go back now to page 14. Do you hear me, June? Do you hear me? You hear me now? Okay.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Okay. Okay, so now we did. Please, everybody online, turn off the, put on mute, because we're getting a lot of this feedback sound. Okay, now we go back to page 14. Last time I did the verses, so now we're going to start on section 2. And I'm going to analyze. This is a way when you're doing the reading, you should be analyzing too. Again, I have to repeat, for those people online, please check and see whether you have mute on or off, because I'm getting an echo of my voice coming back through this loudspeaker. Okay, so let's first I'll read and you repeat after me. And then I'll go through and analyze. Tihi bhikkhave.
Tihi bhikkhave.
Angehi samanagato.
Angehi samanagato.
Papaniko.
Papaniko.
Abubbo.
Abubbo.
Unadigattangva.
Unadigattangva.
Bogang adigantung.
Bogang
adigattang va.
Adigattang va.
Bogang pating katung.
Bogang pating katung.
Katamehi tihi.
Katamehi tihi.
Okay, we'll go sentence by sentence. Okay, now the first one, first sentence, the first word, tihi. Now, this means three, and it's in a particular case. What case?
Instrumental.
Right, very good. It's the instrumental case.
Plural.
That's right. Well, three has to be plural. There are no threes that are singular. And tihi is going along with what word? Right, angehi. And the word angehi means something like factors. So here we have with three factors, and then the word in between, bikave, is, we've gone through seeing this again, it's the vocative when the Buddha is addressing the monks. It's like, oh monks. And then in the suttas, the vocative doesn't come first in a sentence. It always comes after the first word. But in English, we would say, oh monks. Then we have, with three factors, then the word samanagato, very, very common in Pali. It means something like possessed with, endowed with, possessing, but it takes the instrumental. So in English we say possessed of, like a genitive, but in Pali it would be like possessed with or endowed with three factors. Oh, I'm sorry. Samanagato, yeah. The case is the nominative. It's the nominative singular. So this means possessed of or possessing three factors. And now the samanagato is, it's originally a past participle, but it's describing, it's functioning like an adjective describing papaniko. Papaniko is a merchant or a shopkeeper. This is a shangren. Shangren. Yo, shangdian de ren. Shangren.
Business.
A businessman, yeah. With a shop. A store. Shangdian. Okay, so in English we say a merchant. So a merchant endowed with three factors. Then we have, we take this whole phrase, abubbo anadigattang va bogang adigantung. Now, abubbo means incapable of or unable to. And you see, what case is this? Right, it's the nominative, and you could see from the ending, it's singular. So it's also describing papaniko, the merchant. So the merchant possessing three quality or three factors is unable, and then abubbo, since it means unable, you're wondering unable what? And you look a little further and you'll see an infinitive. Which word is the infinitive here?
Adigata.
Right. Adig. What did you say, Carolyn?
Adigantam. Adigantam. At the end of the sentence?
Or at the end of the phrase. Adigantung. It's ung. Adigantung. So that means to achieve or to acquire. And then you ask to acquire what, and what he's unable to achieve comes in front of it, in it, that's expressed by unadigattang bogang. And what case is this? He's unable. Okay, I think I heard Venerable Satchinanda speak. So it's accusative. And anadigatang, if you know adigantung means to acquire, and that's the infinitive. So unadigatang, you could recognize from the un, It's a negation of adigatang. And adigatang is a past participle functioning as an adjective, meaning acquired or achieved. But here it's negated, so it's unacquired. And then unacquired what? Bogung. And bogung means wealth. And then we see the va there. What does the va mean? Or. And so far we haven't seen any alternatives. So why is or here? I explained it in relation to the Lily De Silva book.
Similar to cha?
Similar in what way? Yeah. In Pali, when you have a number of items that are joined together, if they're added together, you still have and with each one. And if they're shown as being alternatives, then you have the word or with each item or each phrase. So here we have, in translating into English, because we don't speak like that, so we have to put the or later. So for now, we just postpone or. So the first case here is possessed of three factors. A merchant is unable to acquire unacquired wealth. And then we have the or. Or, then we come to the next phrase, adigatang va bogung pating katung. Anybody want to take a stab at this? I'll give you a hint, a big hint. Pating katung means to make increase, or simply to increase.
To make increase.
Wait, Venerable Sachin, let Carolyn take.
Okay, I think to attain wealth already increase?
No. Remember, pating katung is the infinitive.
To increase and acquire wealth.
Okay, Kim got it right. To increase acquired wealth. So, the diligent shopkeeper, he's going to, when he acquires wealth, you see, he good capitalist, even back in the 5th century BC, so he doesn't go spending all of his wealth, but maybe when he gets wealth, he'll build an extension to the shop, order more goods, and so before long, you know, the candy drugstore is turning into Macy's, what do you call it, department store? Okay, so putting it all together now, this whole sentence, anybody want to try?
Yes, I can try one day.
Okay, Venerable Sachinanda, very diligent. Go ahead.
Endowed with three factors, all monks, a merchant is unable to acquire wealth or to increase acquired wealth.
Okay, excellent. So let me just repeat it for the microphone, for the recording. Okay, so possessed of three factors, O monks, a merchant is unable to acquire unacquired wealth or to increase acquired wealth. Okay, so now when the Buddha makes the introductory statement, then of course he does this because he wants to explain what these three factors are. And so to introduce them, he asks the question, Now, in English, we would say, what three? But in Pali, the question is asked using the case of the opening statement. So we have here, katamehi tihi, which is the instrumental plural. So if you want to translate very exactly, you would say, with what three? When he's endowed with three factors, with what three? And one thing I should point out about the first sentence, I overlooked this. This is what the grammar calls equational sentence. That is, we don't have a word here meaning is, but the is implied by a bubbo, unable or incapable. So in English, we would understand is unable, is incapable. But we don't have the word hoti. You could put the word hoti, but it's not necessary. Jeshe gan chongwan gan, niman kai shuo negaren han zong ming, buyao shuo negaren she han zong ming. Shede? So you can say that man very intelligent. You don't have to say that man is very intelligent. Shibusha? Chandam.
Yes, Bandi.
You know Chinese?
Mei Chou Mei.
Oh, that's Venerable Sagarananda. Oh, I thought it was Venerable Satchinanda. I was surprised. I thought he knows Chinese. Okay. So now we're going to learn the three factors. Okay, so now I recite and then you recite after me. Ida bikave. Papaniko.
Papaniko.
Pubanha samayang.
Pubanha samayang.
Nusakachang.
Nusakachang.
Kamantang aditati.
Kamantang aditati.
Majanhika samayang.
Majanhika samayang.
Nusakachang.
Nusakachang.
Kamantang aditati.
Kamantang aditati.
Sayanha samayang.
Sayanha samayang.
Nusakachang.
Nusakachang.
Kamantang aditati.
Kamantang aditati.
Okay, so here we have the main sentence telling the three factors. And they're really just variants on really one thing. So Ida just means here. It doesn't really, it's just a figure of speech. Like when speaking in English, we would say, now I'm going to explain to you. It doesn't mean just now rather than yesterday or tomorrow. It's just a manner of speaking. So here, O monks, then Papaniko, the merchant. And then what case is this? It's the nominative singular. So the merchant is the subject of the sentence. Now we have Pubanha Samayang. This is an example what we came across in the grammar of what's called the accusative representing time. So pubang comes from puba, which means before, plus aha, meaning day. So it's the earlier part of the day, and samayang is time. And so Pubanha Samayang means the forenoon or the morning. Zaoshang. Okay, so this is in the morning. So in the morning, the merchant, then we have na is the negative, doesn't. Then sakachang is an adverb, indeclinable, which means carefully, let's see some other meanings they give, properly, thoroughly, to think Chinese thoroughly, chuda. Oh, my Chinese is being bad. Thoroughly, chudida. That's right, chudida. Yeah, thoroughly. Yeah. So he doesn't thoroughly kamantang. Is work, and then aditati would be undertake. So he doesn't carefully or thoroughly undertake work. Shi ye, bu shi ye, zao xiang, bu chi di de shi ye. So in the morning, he doesn't thoroughly do work, undertake work. Yeah. Then majanhika samaya comes from majja, which you know Majjhima Nikaya means middle length discourses. So majja means what?
In the middle of the day.
The middle, right. And anha means aha, day. So this is the middle of the day. Zhongwu, the middle of the day, or xiaowu. So in the middle of the day, he doesn't thoroughly undertake work. Then sayanha samayang means evening time. So this is wanshang, bu che di de shi ye. So in the evening time, he does not thoroughly or carefully undertake work. And so then, the Buddha comes to the conclusion. I mehi ko bhikkhave. Tihi angehi. Samanagato. Papaniko. Abhabbo. Anadigattang va. Bogang adigantum. Adigattang va. Bogang pating katung. Okay, now coming back to the sentence, analyzing it. Imehi, ima here is the pronoun, and this is the pronoun. In this case, it's in agreement with angehi, factors. And so the pronoun, ima, is sort of the stem form, becomes imehi, with these. And then it goes with factors. With these, and then with the tihi, the number, three, angehi factors. And then we have samanagato, we already know means possessed of, endowed with. So endowed with these three factors, papaniko, the merchant, abhabbo, is unable, then we jump to adigantung, unable to acquire, then unadigattang, bogung, unable to acquire unacquired wealth, then adigattang va, bogung, pating katung, then we bring in the or to make increase, or let's just say to increase acquired wealth. And so in both of these phrases, we have the infinitive together with its object, accusative object, anadigattang bogang and adigattang bogang. And so with somebody like now that has been analyzed, putting it all together, let's take, I said I wouldn't call on people, so but we just take volunteers. But don't speak up first, you have to say, I volunteer. Because I don't want people from online sort of cutting in before the people in the class have a chance. Anybody want to try putting it all together? No volunteers here. Anybody online? Well, Kim, I think you did the first sentence. We have to give somebody else a chance.
I volunteer for this.
Okay, June? Okay.
This amount, with these three factors, the merchant endowed with these three factors,
yeah,
not able to acquire the unacquired wealth.
Yeah.
And if not able to acquire, increase the acquired wealth.
Wait, I didn't catch the last phrase. Say again.
Not able to increase the acquired wealth.
Right.
Already acquired wealth.
Right. Okay. So I'll just repeat it for the recording. Okay, so endowed with these three factors, O monks, a merchant is unable to acquire unacquired wealth or to increase acquired wealth. Okay, any questions about this? Okay, so this paragraph is intended as a simile or an analogy. Since the Buddha, actually, he's speaking to the monks, so he wants to show how the monk should practice, not how a merchant should conduct his business. And so now we come to the what's called the application of the simile. And so, again, I'll recite, and then you repeat after me. Evam eva ko bhikkhave. Tihi dam mehi samanagato. Bhikkhu. Abhabbo. Unadigattang va. Kusalang dammang adigantung. Adigattang va. Kusalang dammang. Pating katung. But first, I want to analyze each part. Then I'll ask. Then I'll ask somebody to put it all together. Okay, so the eva-meva, this is used when one is applying a simile. Avang means thus or in such a way. And then the Ava is just emphatic. So Avam Ava would have the meaning something like in the same way or in just that way. Then Bhikkhave, O monks. And then we have Tihi Dhammehi Samanagato, in which Dhammehi here has the meaning of qualities. And then we have Samanagato, endowed with, possessed of, and it's describing the bhikkhu, the monk. So in the same way, a monk endowed with three qualities. Then we have abhubbo anadigattang va kusalang dhammang adigantung, which means he's unable to acquire a wholesome state, unacquired, unable to acquire an unacquired wholesome state or wholesome quality. Usually this will mean something like a jhana or a stage like the path and fruit. So unable to acquire and an unacquired wholesome state, or to increase an acquired wholesome state. Okay, then we have, I'll use the last sentence, I won't explain, but I'll use that as the sort of open that to the floor. Okay, then we have the question, katamehi tihi, with what three? Again, it's the instrumental plural. So with what three qualities? Okay, then the Buddha explains, ida bhikkhave. Okay, ida bhikkhave bhikkhu pubanha samayang nasakachang samadhi nimittang aditati majjhanika samayang nasakachang samadhini mitang aditati sayanha samayang nasakachang samadhini mitang aditati imehi. Okay, we'll leave this. Okay, so here the Buddha, again, he starts off with, here, O monks, and then a monk, then pubanha samayang, we know means in the morning, then na, negation, then sakachang means carefully or thoroughly, and then we already know the verb, aditati, he does not undertake. And then we have here, this is a compound, samadhi nimittang. And this is a compound of samadhi, which, you know, it means like deep meditative absorption or concentration, and nimittang, like in the older text, it will mean the object of concentration. So he doesn't thoroughly or carefully undertake an object of concentration. So in the morning, he doesn't do so. Then we have in the middle phrase the same thing. In the middle of the day, he does not carefully or thoroughly undertake an object of concentration. And then in the evening, he does not carefully undertake an object of concentration. Okay, and then we come to the concluding sentence in the paragraph. Imehi ko bhikkhave.
Imehi ko bhikkhave.
Tihi dhammehi.
Tihi dhammehi.
Samanagato.
Samanagato.
Bhikkhu.
Bhikkhu.
Abhabbo.
Abhabbo.
Anadigattang va.
Anadigattang va.
Kosalang dhammang.
Kosalang dhammang.
Adigantung,
adigantung,
adigattang va,
adigattang va,
kosalang dhammang,
kosalang dhammang,
pating katung,
pating katung.
Okay, Venerable Sagarakanti, you are eager to volunteer. You can take this summing up sentence.
So that means, so it is, imehiko.
Just translate the whole sentence.
O bhikkhu, a bhikkhu possessed of these three qualities, unable to acquire increased qualities.
Now we have to take the two phrases separately. So the first phrase, okay, the word abhabbo goes with both of them. Abhabbo is unable and capable. But then we have to take first phrase, unadigattang, we'll skip the va, unadigattang kusalang dhammang adigantung.
Yeah, though a bhikkhu is unable to increase.
No, that don't take increase yet. That hasn't come in yet.
Okay. A bhikkhu who cannot increase unacquired wholesome qualities? No?
Not increasing, no. First we have, okay, the bhikkhu is possessed of three qualities. Then he's incapable or unable. Unable goes with both phrases. So then unable, then you have to go from unable to the first infinitive. What is the first infinitive there? Venerable Sagarakanti. Not anadigattang. The infinitive. Not adigattang. Tung. Adigantung. So adigantung means to acquire. So he's unable to acquire. Then we have to look for the object. What he's unable to acquire, and that will precede it in the accusative, and that is described as unadigattang kusalang dhammang. That is unacquired. Unadigattang means unacquired. Kusalang, wholesome, dhammang, quality or state. So the first phrase is unable to acquire unacquired wholesome state. Then we take the second phrase. What is the second phrase? No bhikkhu. No bhikkhu.
Unable.
No, I want it in Pali, not in English.
Kusalang
Patin katu. Okay. So what is the meaning of that now? Just don't look at anything else except you could take the abubbo, go from abubbo to adigatang kusalang dhammang patin katu. Yeah, or wholesome state, yeah. Okay, now put it all together. With the or. Now we bring the or in and put it all together into one statement.
Monks. A monk. Endowed with these three qualities. Unacquired wholesome states, or unable to increase acquired wholesome states.
Yeah, the dhammang here is given as a singular. Yeah. So, thank you. Okay, so a monk endowed with these three qualities, that is the three he mentioned, about not developing an object of samadhi morning, midday, at night. So a monk endowed with these three qualities is unable to acquire an unacquired wholesome state or to increase an acquired wholesome state. Any questions on this?
I have a question on the meaning, Bhante.
Okay, ask the meaning. Ask the question.
Does it mean we have to do meditation in the morning, afternoon, and evening?
Are you a monk?
You mean a nun?
Or a nun? Well, I think if probably for the monks at the Buddha's time, the Buddha intends it to be morning, midday, and evening. Yeah. But at least one of these.
I have a small question.
Yeah.
Upanha plus aha.
There's a word aha, which means day.
Now, then, why can you do mazanha, or why is it mazanika? Is it mazanika? Is maza plus
aha? Yeah.
Again, aha.
I think. Yeah, it's just the way it's formed. It's maja, middle, plus aha, but then for pronunciation, somehow an N gets slipped in there. Just for ease of pronunciation, I think. Okay, so let us look at the next part of the sutta. So, we'll continue. Tihi bhikkhave angehi. Samanagato papaniko.
Samanagato papaniko.
Babbo.
Babbo.
Unadigattang va bogang.
Unadigattang va
bogang. Adigantung.
Adigantung.
Adigattang va bogang. Pating Kartung. Okay, anybody want to try this? Now it should be self-evident, the meaning. There are no new words here. It's just the logical positioning that's different. Anybody want to try?
This is the positive form. By what Ikebei three factors?
Wait. We start off with that, not with the question, but just with the statement.
So tihi is that not? It's not by what. It's just.
Yeah, the tihi just. It's the instrumental for three.
Okay, these.
Okay, maybe I have to help a little more. Okay, so, well, I was start off with the Samanagato.
Okay.
And
able to. No,
that's not able to, possessing or endowed with. So, Samanagato is describing Papaniko. So you could start off even with the merchant. So a merchant endowed with three factors. Then, now we have Bubbo rather than a Bubbo. So he's able to acquire unacquired wealth. You see, you go from Bubbo, able, to Adigantung, to acquire. Then the object of Adigantung is unadigatang bogang, unacquired wealth. So the merchant is able to acquire unacquired wealth. Then we take the second phrase, adigatang va bogang pating katung. In English, it makes better sense to say and, so Pali uses or. So let's use natural English, and to increase acquired wealth. Okay, so a merchant endowed with three factors is able to acquire unacquired wealth and to increase acquired wealth. So that is the opening statement. Then we have the question, katamehi tihi. Okay, you recite katamehi tihi. So this is the question, literally it's with which three? Or you could say, what are the three? Okay, then we have the statement or the explanation. Ida bhikkhave papaniko pubanha samayam sakkacchang kamantang aditati majjanhika samayam. Okay, now we have the payala, or just pay. And then sayanha samayang.
Sayanha samayang.
Sakachang.
Sakachang.
Kamantang aditati.
Kamantang aditati.
Okay, so it says, so it is here, O monks, then Papaniko, a merchant, then Pubanha Samayang, in the morning. Again, this is accusative of time. Then Sakachang, indeclinable, meaning, or adverb, meaning thoroughly or carefully. Kamantang Aditati, he undertakes work. Then we have Majanhika Samayang, in the middle of the day or at noontime, and then to avoid just monotonous repetition. So the pay is just like et cetera, or just meet, repeat. So we say in the middle of the day, repeat. Then Sayanha Samayang, in the evening, again, Sakachang Kamantang Aditati, he carefully undertakes work. And then the concluding sentence, I mehi ko bhikave, tihi angehi samanagato, papaniko, babbo, anadigatang va, bogang adigantung, adigatang va, bogang pating katung. Anybody want to try this? Carolyn?
A merchant endowed with these three factors, O monks, is able to acquire wealth not yet acquired.
No.
And to increase wealth already acquired.
Okay, very good. Okay, so a merchant endowed with these three factors is able to acquire unacquired wealth, or to acquire wealth not yet acquired, and to increase wealth already acquired. Ting de dong? Jishu Fashwa, ting de dong?
I like the
beat. Rubwa Shangren Yo Nega Sangha Fa Sangha Gongde? Gongde? Ta Kai. Who, how do you say, that acquired? Help me.
Hoda,
that's it. Bu hoda. Zai? Qian? Bu hoda qian? Kai ho? Let's see. Yi jing, yi jing, wo de qian kai yi, ke yi, to increase, zeng,
zeng,
zeng jiang,
zeng
jia, zeng jia, to make more, yeah. So I teach you Pali, you teach me Chinese. Okay, so now we come to the application. Avamevako bhikave. Tihi dammehi samanagato bhikkhu.
Tihi dammehi samanagato bhikkhu.
Babbo.
Babbo.
Anarigattang vakusalang dammang adigantung.
Anarigattang vakusalang dammang adigantung.
Adigattang vakusalang dammang. Pating katung. Okay, so eva-meva means in the same way, or just so, O monks. Then the subject here is Bhikkhu, a monk, and he's described as tihi dammehi samanagato, a monk endowed with three dhammas, three qualities, is babo. He's able, adigantum. You have to look with babo, you have to look for the infinitive. He's able to acquire unadigattam, kosalang dhammang. He's able to acquire an unacquired, wholesome dhamma, wholesome state. Buhwada shanfa kai huoda. And he is able to increase an acquired wholesome state. So then comes the question, katamehi tihi? So with what three? Or what are the three? So then we have ita bhikkhave bhikkhu, pubanha samayang,
pubanha samayang,
sakacchang samadini mittang aditati,
sakacchang samadini mittang aditati,
majanhika samayang,
majanhika samayang,
pei sayanha samayang,
sayanha samayang,
sakacchang
sakacchang
samadini mittang aditati. So here, O monks, that's just the opening. Then the subject, bhikkhu, a monk. Then pubanha samayang, again accusative of time, in the morning. Sakacchang, thoroughly. Samadini mittang aditati. He undertakes an object of concentration. Then majanhika samayang means in the middle of the day. Then pay, what does pay stand for in English? Yeah, but in English, spell it out. No. If we didn't have the pay there, what does he do?
Repetition.
Oh, thoroughly, carefully, he undertakes an object of
right. He thoroughly undertakes an object of concentration. And then we have in the evening, that's sayanha samayang, he thoroughly undertakes an object of concentration. So that's the explanation. Then comes the summary or conclusion. Imehiko bhikkhave.
Imehiko
bhikkhave. Tihi dhammehi samanagato bhikkhu.
Tihi dhammehi samanagato bhikkhu.
Babbo anadigattang va.
Babbo anadigattang va.
Kusalang dhammang adigantung.
Kusalang dhammang adigantung.
Adigattang va kusalang dhammang patin katunti. Good, very good. You're speaking Pali so fast now. Hankwai, shorter, Hankwai. Chingbu, Hankwai. Okay, anybody want to take this? Help us understand it. Okay. Go ahead.
And with these three factors, he's able to acquire...
Who?
The monk.
Yeah, okay.
He's able to acquire wealth not yet acquired.
Oh, I don't know if that's a very kind of monk that we want, yeah. Is that why the monk is going to be a practicing samadhi? Does he want to get rich, Kim?
No, he wants to get more concentration.
Well, let's stick to the actual word of the text. Try it again. But you have to look carefully. Somebody else? Anybody else?
Yeah, but
okay, Venerable Satchinanda.
Because endowed to these three qualities, a monk is able to acquire an unacquired wholesome state.
Yeah.
And to increase acquired wholesome state.
Right. Okay, so endowed with these three qualities, O monks, a monk is able to acquire an unacquired, not wealth, Kim, he's able to acquire an unacquired wholesome state. Or maybe we say, and to increase an acquired wholesome state.
See that, Bhante. Thank you.
Yeah. You were saying to acquire wealth, unacquired wealth. Any questions? You see, everything follows here quite, we call it parallelism. It's very close, yeah.
About Samanagato Bhikkhu. Is it two separate sentences or is Samanagato modifying Bhikkhu?
Oh, Samanagato is modifying Bhikkhu. Yeah, it's a Bhikkhu who is endowed with those three qualities. Okay, let us go on to the next section on page 15. Okay, before this, there was a simile. They don't have the simile, but this is why it begins with Eva Meva, which means in the same way. Okay, so I'll read, and then you follow after me. Eva Meva Ko Bhikkhave.
Eva Meva Ko Bhikkhave.
Upaka Te Sata.
Upaka Te Sata.
Ye Manusesu.
Ye Manusesu.
Pacha jayanti.
Pacha jayanti.
Attako.
Attako.
Eteva satta.
Eteva satta.
Bahutara.
Bahutara.
Ye anyatra.
Ye anyatra.
Manusehi.
Manusehi.
Pacha jayanti.
Pacha jayanti.
Okay, first I'm going to analyze it word for word. Okay, so we have Eva Meva means in the same way, because there was a simile. It goes something like just as in this Jambudipa that is in India, the rough land is more numerous, but the smooth land is very relatively small. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But okay, in the same way, upakata, upaka means few, small number, hanshao, or hansho, shao, hanshao, budo, hanshao, very few. Te satta, those beings, nega jongshang, those beings, ye means who, manusesu means among human beings, then pacha jayanti means are reborn. The regular verb to be born would be jayanti. Yeah, this is to be born into samsara. Yeah. So jayanti is ordinarily means to be born. I don't want to try. So the main verb is jayati, and from jayati we get jati, which means birth. And then here we just have some prefixes, pati plus the long a, a. And combining those we get pacha jayati, or here plural, pacha jayanti. Are reborn. Now this is an example of what they call in the grammatical section on page 24. This is an example of what's called frightening term, the correlative construction. And what this means is that we have here a demonstrative pronoun, te, going with satta, and the relative pronoun, ye. Normally, in the normal construction, the relative pronoun comes first and the demonstrative after. Like normally we would say, ye manusesu pacha jayanti te apakatta, te satta apakatta, or apakatta te satta. But here, maybe for eloquence sake, it's inverted. The order has changed. But the ye and the te belong together. So he's saying, O monks, those beings are few who are reborn among human beings. Attako, attako here, it means something like however, but. Ete va satta. Now, ete means these, and ete goes with satta, meaning beings. And that va after ete, just, you can't really translate it, it's just a little emphatic. It's somewhat like the Chinese jiu. You know that jiu. Do you know what I mean? 今天我要就去图书馆，我就要去图书馆。
我就要去。
Again， 我
就要去
图书馆看书。It's just a little emphatic. Okay, so ete goes with sata. These beings, bahutara. Bahutara means more, more numerous. Then ye, again, is relative pronoun, going with ete sata. Those beings who... Those beings are more numerous. Who? Anyatra means apart from or elsewhere than. Now the word anya means other. And so you can have like anya manusa, other people. Anyada, at another time. But anyatra means another place. And so here it's somewhere else. Manusehi, that is instrumental plural, going with anyatra. It means somewhere else than among people, elsewhere than people. Pacha Jayanti are reborn. So putting this second part together, so however, these beings are more or more numerous than ye, who are reborn elsewhere than among people, among human beings. Okay, putting it together now, trying the whole sentence. So, in the same way, O monks, you, I'm starting with upakate sata, you are those beings, ye manusesu pachajayanti, who are reborn among human beings. Attako, however, or but rather, eteva sata, these beings, bahutara, are more numerous. Ye anyatra manusehi pachajayanti, who are reborn elsewhere than among human beings. Okay, let's try another one. Then I'll ask if there's any questions. So he's repeating the same structure, filling out the simile. Eva meva ko bikave. Upaka te sata.
Upaka te sata.
Ye majimesu janapadesu.
Ye majimesu janapadesu.
Pacha jayanti,
attako,
eteva sata,
bahutara,
ye, pachanti mesu,
Janapadesu. Pacha Jayanti. Okay, so then he's saying, in the same way, O monks, you are those beings. Then we have Ye Majimesu Janapadesu Pacha Jayanti. So Ye is who. Then we go the verb Pacha Jayanti, who are reborn. Then we have Majimesu Janapadesu. Now we know Majima. Majima means in the middle. And Janapada means a country or a region or district. So this would mean few are those beings who are reborn in the middle districts, the middle regions. This would be the Buddha speaking in central India, so he means the middle regions of India. And then he says, Uttako a. Did we do this? Out loud? Okay. Uttako a teva satta.
Uttako a teva satta.
Bahutara. Ye.
Pachanti mesu.
Janapadesu. Pacha jayanti. Okay, so uttako is like but rather or however. Eteva satta, these beings, bahutara, are more or more numerous than ye goes with pacha jayanti, who are reborn. Then pachantima means at the border or the frontier. And it goes with janapadesu, in the frontier regions. So by the frontier regions, from the Buddha's perspective, in central India would be like all of the other countries, like Central Asia, Persia, the northern regions, Tibet, going further up to Siberia, then over to Europe, the Americas, Africa, then Australia, China, Korea, Japan. Of course, the Chinese call their country Zhongguo, the middle country. And they speak about India as the, what do you call this? The Uyghur, the outsiders. America's hopeless, yeah. Okay, so you are those beings who are reborn in the middle districts, but more numerous are those, but those beings are more numerous who are reborn in the frontier districts. Okay, let's see if we could finish this section. Okay. Evam eva ko bhikkhave. Upakate satta.
Upakate satta.
Ye panyavanto.
Ye panyavanto.
Ajala.
Ajala.
Anelamuga.
Anelamuga.
Patibala.
Patibala.
Subhasita dubhasitasa. Atam anyatum. I'll do the whole thing. Uttako. Eteva satta.
Eteva satta.
Bahutara.
Bahutara.
Ye dupanya.
Ye dupanya.
Jala.
Jala.
Elamuga.
Elamuga.
Napatibala.
Napatibala.
Subhasita dubhasitasa.
Subhasita dubhasitasa.
Atamanyatum.
Atamanyatum.
Okay, so here we have, in the same way, O monks, then few are those beings. Then we have ye punyavanto. This means, you know the word punya, or jilwe, which means wisdom. And the vanta means possessing wisdom. In other words, who are wise. So few are those beings who are wise. And then the words jala mean, you say, dull, stupid, and elamuka, foolish. And that, but this is the negation. So ujala means not dull, and anelamuga means not stupid. So jela, chongwan, I think. Bandan?
Bandan.
Bandan.
No, bandan.
Yeah, wo bandan. Wo bandan. Wo han bandan.
Sure?
Yeah,
sure.
Yes. Then, elamuga, I think, is yuchun.
Yuchun.
Yichun.
Yeah,
Yichun. Yichun. But this is the negation. Bu Bandan and Bu Yichun. Okay, so few are those beings who are wise, not dull, not stupid. Then we have Patibala. This means capable or able. And this goes with an infinitive. So we have to look for the infinitive. Who's going to help me find the infinitive here? Okay, Carolyn has her hand up.
Okay, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Atamanyatam?
Okay, you're on the right track, but... Yeah, this is actually... joined together. The infinitive is actually anyatung, which means to understand. And atam is meaning. It's just joined, this is a kind of sandhi, joining together. But normally we would have the atung with a dot under it as a separate word. I think that's actually better to have a tongue. Oh, I see, it is joined together, okay. Okay, but to understand it, I mean, if I was preparing this book, I would have separated it, because to join it like that, it's a little confusing for a beginner. So just take atung as meaning, and anyatung is an infinitive of a verb ajanati, which is related to janati. Janati is to know. Ajanati is just a little stronger, like to understand. And then this is the infinitive. To understand, atung is meaning. Then subhasita and dubhasitasa, this is a compound, a dual compound. That's what I was looking for. Or a paired compound. Subhasita means well-spoken, and dubhasita is badly spoken. So this is able to understand the meaning of what is well spoken and badly spoken. Okay, so putting it together, few, O monks, are those beings who are wise, not dull, not stupid, able to understand the meaning of what is well spoken and badly spoken. Uttako, however, but rather, Eteva Satta Bahutara, these beings are more numerous, yea, Kanwa Iyang, who are Dupanya, unwise, Jala, dull, Elamuga, stupid, Napati Bala, Subhasita Dubhasitasa, Atang, Anyatung. So these beings are more numerous who are unwise, dull, stupid, not able to understand the meaning of what is well spoken and badly spoken. And subhasita dubhasitasa, what case?
Genitive.
Say again?
Genitive.
Right. And genitive, what number?
Singular.
Right. This is an interesting point. You see, this is a dual compound or a pair compound. You have well spoken and badly spoken. But though they're joined, but they're being declined like a singular. That happens. Sometimes a dual compound will function like a plural, sometimes like a singular. I don't know any rule that governs them. You just have to be able to recognize. Any questions on this? Yeah, a question. Don't hesitate to ask.
I have a question about the word Panyavanto.
Yeah.
In the Dupanya.
Yeah.
Panyavanto is a singular, right? Singular nominative.
Yeah. But no. Panyavanto is plural.
Is it?
It's plural nominative.
Oh,
Panyava would be singular. Yeah, Panyava would be singular.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was singular, so I had a question. Then, Dupanya, what I don't exactly understand here, why the ending of Dupanya.
Okay, the two words Panyavanto and Dupanya. Okay, the two words Panyavanto and Dupanya, they're paired as opposites, but they're actually formed differently. Panyavanto is formed from Panya, meaning wisdom, plus this ending. Okay, so Panya Vanto is formed, there's the noun Panya, which means wisdom. And then when you put the suffix Vanta, Vant means possessing, then the long A becomes short to Panya. And then we get singular Panyava, one who is wise, one who possesses wisdom, and the plural Panyavanto, those who are wise. Now the opposite is formed by using a prefix dur. Dur has a sense of usually bad or something negated. Like from dur we also get dukkha. You know, dukkha is the state of like suffering or pain. The bad state is dukkha. And in this case we have dur, which was the absence of panya, wisdom, or somebody with bad understanding. And then it becomes like an ordinary, well, it's actually an adjective, which then or can function either as adjective or noun. So one who is, if it's masculine singular, dupanyo, masculine plural, dupanya, feminine singular, also dupanya, feminine, well, feminine plural would be dupanya or dupanyayo. Does that answer the question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, it's 3 o'clock, and so we'll stop at this point. And then we'll take, next week, we'll just take the remaining 3 passages here. And then I'd like you to try your best to do the further readings. And remember the way I told you to do it. First, analyze. You know, try to figure out how each word is functioning by getting the grammar of it and then putting it together into an intelligible sentence. I should try to find out where these passages are and then send you, if you want to look up, you could look them up in a translation. I don't mind if you use a translation, because it helps to get familiar with the structure through a translation. Okay, so let's end just with the... we have the Buddha image. So we'll end with three bows. Oops. Anyway, this doesn't stand. Okay. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay.
Thank you,
Bhante. Okay. Welcome.